The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you for joining us. We've got George in Maryland with us. Hi, George.
Hi, James. Good to be here.
Well, thank you. Paul Fromm's not here yet. We hope to be joined by you out there in the audience at 800. This is your number to call, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if you've never called in and you've got some incisive thing to say, or a piece of news that George and I will miss tonight, please don't be shy about making your first call into the show. George, the thing I want to talk about tonight, just to start out, to start the discussion, I think Sean Hannity nailed it last night on his program. Boy, am I glad we've got Sean Hannity. His audience, the ratings came out yesterday. Sean Hannity is at the top of the heap. He has his show has an estimated 3.1 million listeners. That's ahead of everybody else in cable television. Rachel Maddow has got all the left-wing listener viewers, but she is not does not have his size. Some of the hosts like Anderson Cooper's down at 700,000. Great. I think he's directly up against Sean Hannity, by the way. I'm trying to remember some of the other ratings. Tucker Carlson doing great. So those two Fox hosts doing wonderful. I didn't see a rating for Lou Dobbs yet, but Lou Dobbs is wonderful. I hope his audience is huge. But anyway, Sean Hannity last night nailed it. It's the point. One point I want to make tonight. Listen to what I'll just play a minute or two, a couple minutes of Sean Hannity hitting the big story, right? Smack dead center. By the way, Sean Hannity is speaking from the baseball diamond in Arlington, where that left winger tried to gun down. He was targeting two dozen senators and U.S. congressmen, Republicans, making sure he was shooting at Republicans. Sean Hannity, this is an amazing, this must have had a lot of impact on America with those probably much more than 3.1 million viewers. Sean Hannity sitting in the baseball diamond, joined by a dozen of these senators and congressmen who they know Hannity's impact. So they had to leave their offices or leave their homes and drive out to this baseball field where they had this traumatic experience to do this show on site at night in the baseball diamond, still with the yellow police tape all around it. This is quite a moment of history. Congressman and senator said that if the two Capitol Police, one man and one woman, had not attacked, this was very brave, they attacked the shooter with handguns facing a Chinese-made AK-47 knockoff firing 7.62 rounds. And you can hear, when you listen to this, you hear how loud those rounds are. This is a real powerful gun. Firing as fast as he could, they attacked. This is like Sergeant York attacking a machine gun nest. And they say they may have saved, those two cops may have saved as many as or more than 20 lives, because they said the gunner was trying to move around to the dugout where the Republicans were sitting. Trapped, obviously trapped, if you've ever been in a baseball dugout. If he got to the entrance of that dugout, it would have been like shooting fish in a barrel to shoot those congressmen and senators, none of whom were armed. The only thing they had was baseball bats. This would be an unbelievable slaughter. And here it is.
President Trump, in a huge act of retribution, and one of the biggest we've ever seen in this country, the Washington Post, as we all know now, especially recently, has a record of being totally wrong. They are reporting.
Now, remember, what Hannity's talking about here is not the shooting. He's in the baseball diamond. He's talking about Robert, and he's pronouncing it Mueller. I'll go with that. Mueller, Mueller. As the biggest act of retribution in American history, the left-wing attack through Robert Mueller on us, on Donald Trump and on us. Here, I'll start it up again. Here he goes.
Hey, welcome to Hannity, and this is a Fox News alert. The deep state targets President Trump in a huge act of retribution, and one of the biggest we've ever seen in this country. The Washington Post, as we all know now, especially recently, has a record of being totally wrong. They are reporting tonight that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice. We're going to explain tonight something the mainstream media will not tell you, why James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch are the people, in fact, who should be under investigation, not the president, and why Robert Mueller and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, they must resign immediately. We're going to have so much more on that later tonight. But first, we...
Okay, and then he goes to the shooting. Now, let's go a little later to the end of his show last night when he says he gets to what he was going to talk about, which is why Mueller and Rosenstein need to resign immediately. Very bold on Sean Hannity's part. He's coming out and saying it. Here he is. And now here's a couple more minutes. This man speaks very concisely. He gets right to the point. Here he is.
Very closely, and we will have updates as we get them tonight. Also, anonymous sources telling the Washington Post that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice. Now, this is the biggest act, I want you to pay attention, of retribution we have ever seen from the deep state in the history of this country. And just as we've been saying on this program, it is now turned into a political witch hunt against the President of the United States. We're going to explain more next in our mini monologue.
This is important.
All right, so the Washington Post citing, once again, anonymous sources, as if they haven't been wrong enough recently, reporting tonight that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is actually looking into possible obstruction of justice by the President. Now, you've got to keep in mind the same newspaper, the Washington Post, that has been wrong time and time again just in the last 6 weeks when it comes to breaking so-called news stories about the president. For example, the Post was dead wrong when they reported the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, threatened to quit because of James Comey's firing. Rosenstein actually said the exact opposite on camera at a TV station in Washington, D.C. Then, Washington Post, flat out wrong about James Comey asking for more resources for the Russia investigation just before he was fired. The acting FBI director, Andrew McCabe, later testified under oath that never happened. They had enough money. And of course, the Washington Post, they're not the only members of this destroy Trump media that we've been talking about that has gotten it wrong over and over again. ABC, CNN, the New York Times, they've all done the exact same thing. So tonight and over the next few days, when the media predictably is going to breathlessly and hyperventilate all kinds of reports and brand new black helicopters and tinfoil hat conspiracy theories to you, the American people, as they lie again, remember they have zero credibility left. And it's only a matter of time before this, too, will be debunked like everything else they reported in pretty much the last 11 months. Now, here's the only massive issue being ignored in all of this. We have actual crimes, actual collusion that needs to be fully completed, investigated, and prosecuted, and they have nothing to do with President Trump or his administration. James Comey testified. Loretta Lynch tried to influence the FBI's Clinton email investigation. That is called obstruction of justice. Comey also may have broken the law. Remember, we talked about 18 U.S.C. 4, 18 U.S.C. 641. If he thought it was obstruction.
Okay, I lost the audio right there, but that's Sean Hannity nailing it. What's needed is Mueller has to go. Rod Rosenstein has to go for appointing a friend of James Comey, who is one of the bad guys, one of the bad actors, one of the criminals in this case. So Sean Hannity nails it. Let's see if we... I think I've got his audio just picked up again. Hang on, let me see here.
President, now, you've got to keep in mind the same newspaper, the Washington Post, that has been wrong time and time again just in the last 6 weeks when it comes to breaking so-called news stories about the president. For example, the Post was...
Let me move forward. I think we've got the continuation of this audio.
By the way, the Clintons, we know Hillary...
Okay, here we do. We do have this audio. Let me play a little bit more.
And by the way, we can count on this show, which also are violations of federal law. Mueller and Comey have been close friends for a long time. Comey admitted he leaked the memo to the New York Times, to the press, hoping it would bring about a special counsel, which, by the way, turned out to be his best buddy, his BFF, Robert Mueller. Now, Fox News previously reported Comey's testimony last week was, quote, closely coordinated with the special counsel. These are massive conflicts of interest that cannot be ignored. According to my colleague, Greg Jarrett, Comey and Mueller's relationship may, in fact, violate two laws. We're putting them up on the side of your screen right now. You can read them. And it gets worse. Mueller's investigative team. Let's see. Three people donated to Democrats, including Hillary and Obama. And one investigator, the very same lawyer that represented Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and, by the way, tried to oppose Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, speaking, by the way, of the Clintons, we know Hillary Clinton committed felonies with her email private server scandal. If Democrats want to talk about collusion, great. Let's talk about it and take a look at the collusion with Vladimir Putin. Uranium One, 20% of the foundational material to make nuclear weapons. While serving as Secretary of State, she signed off on a waiver giving 20% of that uranium to Putin, to the Russians, all while people involved in that deal were funneling millions of dollars back to the Clinton Foundation. There you go, Russia conspiracy. And her husband doubled his speaking fees in Moscow. And by the way, what we're seeing now, this is so deep, it's a deep state. They want retribution. This is now about an unelected part of your government looking to overturn the results of a duly elected president. By the way, whoever leaked this information to the Washington Post, unnamed sources, five of them, unnamed sources, they need to be arrested, prosecuted, and put in jail. It is time once and for all. We have got to get a grip on Obama, deep state holdovers. Every one of them need to go or this will never end. And those people that are leaking top secret information, special access information, classified information. And Comey, Clinton, and Lynch all need to be prosecuted based on just the facts as we know them now. And Mueller and Rod Rosenstein recuse themselves, resign immediately. Here with reaction.
We can all agree that...
There we go. Sean Hannity, you know, he's talking fast. His show is like this one. He doesn't have much time to get more news than you can possibly cram into a short show. He's talking fast. He's got his script is very well written, so he's reading it as fast as he can and speaking as fast as he can when he's not working from the script. He nailed it right there. That's what's going on, George.
So when's he going to do it?
Exactly. And this is the greatest, the deep state. I mean, if you listen to the way Hannity comprehends this, this is real, really nasty people. It is the deep state raising its snake-like head and betting everything that they can take down Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump has exposed their game. He is a threat to what they've been doing for decades. And they're going to risk everything to try to take him out. And that's what the Mueller play is all about. And so what's necessary, incumbent upon us as patriots now, we've got to hear what Sean Hannity just said. Really burned it into our brains because he said it all right there and then get this word out to the whole patriot community that this is the deep state going after our president, and the deep state has to be rooted out. These people have to be fired. They have to be found, fired in wholesale. This includes Mueller, and I'm guessing here it includes Rosenstein.
It's not a guess. That one's pretty easy, James.
Well, yeah, Rosenstein did two, unforgivable things, and maybe more. He recused himself from investigating and keeping the investigation inside of Donald Trump's Justice Department. And then he appoints a special counsel, and then he picks James Comey's, I love what Sean Hannity just said, James Comey's BFF. His best friend forever, Robert Mueller. This is unforgivable. And now Robert Mueller, and by the way, notice this trick. Newt Gingrich said, look out, this is going to happen. Buchanan said, look out, this is going to happen. Napolitano said, look out, this is going to happen. Once you put a special counsel slash prosecutor in, that person becomes like a rogue branch of government. That person can go after anybody on anything, in any direction, and they can take as much time as they want. They can be as secret about it as they want. In other words, they can hold up the entire functioning of the government. This has already happened before, when it was valid and also in invalid circumstances. But this person can then use the one of the nasty tricks of the special prosecutor, which is after you found out that there's nothing, it's a nothing burger. The original matter under investigation, was there collusion between Donald Trump and Russians to affect the election? The answer is no to that, emphatically no. Jeff Sessions made that very clear. But once that's no, then you make up a new charge, which is obstruction of justice, because you fired James Comey. And this is somehow obstruction of justice. Doing what is your prerogative as a president, firing James Comey. This is now obstruction of justice. And this is where Robert Mueller is going right now. And this is nasty. And then you come up with secondary or tertiary charges. This guy didn't say this. This guy said that. But that wasn't exactly true. So therefore, this guy lied. So therefore, we need impeachment. Therefore, we need prosecution. And you just rip apart. Then you get people turning on each other, people hiring attorneys. And that's exactly, Robert Mueller is like a, what is he? He's like a bulldozer of the left that's plowing into our president's administration. And
when's the right time? Should he do it tomorrow morning? Is there some special day in the next 5 days that's the right time for Don to do it? Should he get Jeff Sessions to do it? How is he going to do it? Is he going to ask him to resign or suggest that they leave? Or what? We're getting to, and I think it's worth it now. What should Don do?
Well, Sean Hannity, put in his, I think far more informed and far, better thought out suggestion than anything I can come up with. I think Sean Hannity nailed it very articulately, and he's got a great staff and great people, and he's talking to the top people. Sean Hannity has a direct pipeline to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been on the Sean Hannity show and admires him very much. So we know that message was heard last night by Donald Trump. If not last night, then today. I'll bet you that the audio you just heard, folks, I will bet a dollar to a donut that Donald Trump has watched and heard that audio. And so,
okay, well, if they're listening, hey, Don, fire the special prosecutor.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, please.
Yeah, Hannity would be the first to say. I mean, I think Hannity's right, but it's not like a no-brainer call, or it's not like a call with no negatives to it. I think Sean Hannity's judgment is correct. If Donald Trump doesn't agree with it, right now or this week, I'm not going to, bicker about that. There are reasons to go the other way. We'll talk about that a little bit, and we'll get to your calls right after this break.
Folks, Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag of the liberty,
for the Liberty Bell. Well, of course, the other immense story that is unfolding right now is the shooting in Alexandria, and and also this is just the crest of the wave. There are so many other. This is not a freak event. This has been ever since the deep state and the left. And I like the way you pointed out, George, it's not half of America that is having the freak out against Donald Trump. It is that small elite in academia, in the media, in government, in publishing and television and communications. It is that elite that is going into an all-out vicious war, including violence. The nasty tactics of Mueller and James Comey, but the differently but equally nasty tactics of this shooter at the baseball field and Madonna. Remember Madonna at the Women's March in January, where she was hurling out F-bombs. And here I wrote it down. She said at that march, she said, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Madonna said that. And the left-wing media, that's just fine with them. There was no outrage at that. And she interspersed that with F-bombs. And there's the Julius Caesar government-funded play in Central Park with, if you've seen that video, where they throw an actor portraying Donald Trump off the podium and then slice him up. And then incident after incident like this of the left at their riots, their attacks against Trump rallies, it's outright street violence. But you're right, George. This isn't half of America that's fighting the other half of America. This is these nasties who are not that numerous, but they are fighting. This is like a death match, a cage match.
And James, I'm not trying to cross up too many circuits, but I was reading Pat Buchanan's article. Is there a civil war? Is there a civil war? You know, and the black congressman said, is there a civil war? Emphatically, no, there's not a civil war.
Right.
This is not a case of a civil war. And you kind of delineated it. What's happening now, that sliver is immensely powerful. Immensely.
Right.
50,000, well, okay. Let's say they're 50 times more powerful than any equivalent number of people in the country. So, you know, we'll say 1% of the United States population is the ultra-left, the deep state, all these people. And they have a lot of power, firepower, and they're using it. Now they're gunning down people in the street. So it's not a civil war. You know, I walked around. You know, I went into the Home Depot the other day. I'm outnumbered 5-1 with the blacks in there. They're not opening fire on me. And we're doing the same business we have forever and ever and ever. And America's watching baseball and doing their things. So this fight is restricted to media, us, them, and all that. So I take umbrage with Pat Buchanan. Some of the stuff he writes ticks me off. I think he sensationalizes it and doesn't really contribute much. He doesn't have any constructive suggestions for Donald Trump. But here we are, you know, the most cowardly act. Is there ever been a more cowardly act? Well, 911.
Well,
that one is unprovable. Yesterday, for God's sake, every camera in the world's watching this guy, you know, with his 7.62 bomb, you know, shooting Republicans like they're fish in a barrel. And I don't think that's going to wear off anytime soon. But I'm thinking, hey, Don, go ahead and fire him. Let's fire these people and take it after that. There's no need to sit around and wonder, well, when is exactly the right time for me to do it? Get rid of these two maggots. Let Jeff Sessions, you know, make his own, you know, hire another special persecutor.
George,
put Hillary in the crosshairs for a change.
I think I'm looking at the Buchanan column that you're referring to, which is his June 12th, Are We Nearing Civil War? And here's where I think he's actually agreeing with you, George. He's agreeing with you. He's not saying, I just read it for the first time just now myself, are we nearing civil war? He's not saying, as I was wrongly saying, that it's half our population at war with the other half. I'll finish that thought right after this break. Stay tuned.
tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. George is with us from Maryland. This is Kelso from North Dakota. We're halfway through our Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks.
There's something happening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso in North Dakota. George with us from Maryland. And, folks, I thought the Sean Hannity commentary on television last night was the most important thing I could bring to you today. It's not. It's extremely important. I think this Pat Buchanan column may even be more important. This is an epic column by Pat Buchanan. I won't be able to read the whole thing for shortage of time, but I'm going to read the best gems from it. Let me go towards the end of the column. His columns aren't long, so this won't take long. You may have a chance to comment by phone call. I hope I can get to that. But here's what Pat Buchanan says. I'm going to jump around so I can skip a few of the historical comments. To prevail, okay, what he, Donald Trump, and his White House need to understand is that this is not going to end, that this is a fight to the finish. I just called it a cage match. That his enemies will not relent until they see him impeached or resigning in disgrace. To prevail, Trump will have to campaign across this country and wage guerrilla war in this capital, using the legal and political weapons at his disposal to ferret out the enemies within his own government. Not only is this battle essential, if Trump hopes to realize his agenda, it is winnable. For the people sense that the Beltway elites are cynically engaged in preserving their own privileges, positions, and power. If the president cannot rewrite Obamacare or achieve tax reform, He should not go around the country in 2018 wailing about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. They are not the real adversaries. They are but interchangeable parts. He should campaign against the real enemies of America first by promising to purge the deep state and flog its media collaborators. And then he ends, time to burn down the Bastille. And now I'll go back to the beginning of the column. So there, we got to his point right there. Here's the beginning. This is June 12th. President Trump may be chief of state, may be head of government and commander in chief, but his administration is shot through with disloyalists plotting to bring him down. We are approaching something of a civil war where the capital city seeks the overthrow of the sovereign and its own restoration. So that's the civil war he's talking about. You're right, George. It's a war between this deep state and the rest of us. Thus far, it is a nonviolent struggle. Those street clashes between pro and anti-Trump forces are increasingly marked by fist fights and brawls. Police are having difficulty keeping people apart. A few have been arrested carrying concealed weapons. And of course, this is before the Arlington shooting. That the objective of this city is to bring Trump down via a deep state slash media coup is no secret. Few deny it. Last week, fired director of the FBI, James Comey, a successor to J. Edgar Hoover, admitted under oath that he used a cutout to leak to the New York Times an Oval Office conversation with the president. Goal, have the Times, and he admitted this. He said this. He actually volunteered this. Goal, have the Times story trigger the appointment of a special prosecutor to bring down the president. Comey wanted a special prosecutor to target Trump, despite his knowledge from his own FBI investigation that Trump was innocent of the pervasive charge that he colluded with the Kremlin in the hacking of the DNC. Comey's deceit was designed to enlist the police powers of the state to bring down this president. And it worked, for the special counsel named with broad powers to pursue Trump is Comey's friend and predecessor at the FBI, Robert Mueller. As Newt Gingrich said on Sunday, look at who Mueller's starting to hire. These are people that look to me like they're setting up to go after Trump, including people, by the way, who have been reprimanded for hiding from the defense information in major cases. This is going to be a witch hunt. I'm going to skip a little bit. Another example. According to Daily Kos, Trump planned, he promised us, a swift lifting of sanctions on Russia after inauguration and a summit meeting with Vladimir Putin to prevent a second Cold War. We know that's what he planned. He didn't promise that, but that's what he was going to do. He gave enough indications. The State Department was tasked with working out the details. Instead, says Daniel Freed, the coordinator for sanctions policy, he received, these are Freed's quotes, panicky calls of, please, my God, can you stop this? Unquote. Operatives at state, disloyal to the president, and I should add disloyal to all of us, and hostile to the Russia policy on which he had been elected, collaborated with elements in Congress to sabotage any detente. They succeeded. That's all off the table, isn't it? Peace with Russia is off the table because of these bastards. They succeeded, writes Pat Buchanan. And I'll skip a little bit. Not in memory, writes Pat Buchanan, have there been so many leaks to injure a president from within his own government. And not just political leaks, but leaks of confidential, classified, and secret documents. The leaks are coming out of the supposedly secure investigative and intelligence agencies of the U.S. government. The media, the beneficiaries of these leaks, are giving cover to those breaking the law. The real criminal collusion in Washington is between big media and the deep state, colluding to destroy a president they detest and to sink the policies they oppose. I'm going to skip. He has another good bit here. Skip some more. Trump has had many accomplishments since his election, yet his enemies in the media and their deep state allies have often made a purgatory of his presidency. And then we get to the quote I began with. What he and his White House need to understand is that this is not going to end. This is a fight to the finish.
Well,
I think Buchanan nails it right there.
I know he nails it, James. But we could hear his article in the last 55 broadcasts of our show and listening to John Stadtmiller. I'm sorry, James. I can't handle Pat Buchanan. He loves to show up and tell us everything we already frickin' know. Thanks, Pat. Trump's under siege? Wow, I didn't know that. The deep state's trying to get him? Oh, my goodness. I want to hear I want to hear some solid meat now. A guy opened fire and shot up all the Republicans 2 days ago.
Well, he wrote this on the 12th. So we'll see. There's no question. We'll see a Buchanan column on the shooting in Arlington. But, you know, that was yesterday.
I can hardly wait to read it. But I still want to hear some solid food of what precisely or when. You know, and Donald Trump's always a couple steps ahead of us. So he's getting ready to do something. Is he going to fire the special persecutor? He may. He's going to do something. I knew what it was he's going to do. He's not going to sit in his hands and do like, the deep state. And is he so stupid that he doesn't understand that it's a fight to the finish? I just think, you know, he's got some pretty damn good political capital here called 7.62 millimeter ammunition that just went blasting through, a pretty damn good congressman. I hope he doesn't wait too long before the forgetful America, you know, doesn't remember this event anymore.
Well, the reason I'm, here's what's, very powerful and very important about both Sean Hannity and Pat Buchanan. These are right now the two biggest names. Maybe there's someone else that I'm leaving out, but, you know, in the top half dozen names and maybe the top two biggest, most read, most listened to, most famous, most historically important names in right-wing commentary. And Donald Trump, we know, knows them, likes them, and will listen to them, and will hear them. So he has heard what they've said. So what's important about what Buchanan said, folks, is that he said some very, very important things here about what this actually is. Now, Sean Hannity, we heard him earlier, he was saying the very same thing in terms of action, things that, the action that Buchanan is advocating here, there's nothing tepid about this. He says very clearly he has to use all of the legal and political weapons at his disposal to ferret out the enemies within his own government. That means fire them and prosecute them. And Hannity said that. People need to be prosecuted. They need to go to jail. And he said he needs to purge the deep state. So find these people. Don't attempt to govern with these people still in place and hoping that you can somehow, get your policy executed by these thousands upon thousands of people, 97% of them in one case and 99%, according to Newt Gingrich, in another case, 97% for the Justice Department, 99% for another department he was about to name, we didn't get the name, of who contributed to Hillary and to Bernie Sanders. 99%. He's not going to get his policies executed by these people. But even worse, this is a death match. They're going to do anything they can to destroy him. So he's got to clean them out. He says that. He says, where does he say? Purge the deep state, step one. And then at the same time, additionally, step two, flog its media collaborators. In other words, punish the New York Times, pound on the Times, pound on the Washington Post. And he's going to have to then... And then there's another great thing. This is a war plan from Pat Buchanan, and it's good. He says, to prevail, Trump will have to campaign across this country and wage guerrilla war in this capital. And when he says campaign across the country, that's us, folks. Donald Trump, if he follows Pat Buchanan's advice. And I would love to see Buchanan in there as a close advisor, but that's what he's acting as right now. Donald Trump needs to go to the people through the internet, through the media, through video, through his tweets, but then also go out speaking to these huge rallies and get us organized and motivated to take on the deep state and to take on the media. And this then becoming not some kind of an argument on television with Wolf Blitzer moderating, but us, the American people, recognizing we're in a war, and these people who have I mean, Buchanan made a very important point here. He said, it's not about Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, the people we normally focus on, opposing. He says, they are not the real adversaries. They are but interchangeable parts. So Buchanan is saying he should campaign against the real enemies of America. That's the deep state and its media collaborators. This is revolutionary, George. It's not something that, it's never been undertaken before by any other president.
I like the word you said there. So, no, we're not in a civil war. We're in a revolution.
Well, yeah, we're in a fight against a numerically small but influentially huge elite that is, the fix is in. And these people, and it is a death match. If we prevail, if Trump prevails, these people will be finished.
Yeah, well, I got all that. Now, what's he going to do? And when's he going to do it? And is there anything we can do to help him?
Well, I mean, he has done an awful lot. A lot of it he has already done. He has appointed some great people. Like Jeff Sessions is a perfect example. And Jeff Sessions going out there, Jeff Sessions did that. He was flogging the media collaborators in that incredible appearance he made before the Intelligence Committee. And that was a bold thing that Jeff Sessions did. He took it upon himself to go testify before them. They didn't ask him to testify. He went before them. Other people were saying, don't do it. Don't do it, Jeff. This is a viper's nest. You can't win in there. Jeff Sessions thought, you know what? I'm man enough. I got the brains to do it. I can win in there. And he did. So, that's the taking the battle to the enemy. He made mincemeat of, Senator Wyden from Oregon. He made mincemeat of Senator Warner from Virginia and Feinstein and all of the leftos in there. Heinrich, what an idiot, this guy Heinrich, Senator Heinrich from New Mexico. He made monkeys of all of them. It didn't get enough coverage in the traitorous press didn't cover it enough. It's us. We have to put this word out and so on. Let's see if we got the word out to Iowa. Fred in Iowa, what is your thought at this moment? Go ahead, Fred.
Who's your partner there, George?
George, yes. And let me ask you, forgive me for my ignorance of this. Donald Trump was going to reschedule his appearance in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Has that happened or is it about to happen?
No, I got a call. It's going to go on. George.
Go ahead. Gun.
George.
George here.
George. Pat Buchanan is a Knight of Malta. Keep it up, George.
Okay.
You'll learn.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Fred, let me ask you this. I take it you don't like Pat Buchanan. Is that correct?
I don't like any evil person that wants
okay,
to bring...
Okay, you didn't answer the question. You don't like Pat Buchanan, correct?
Destruction of the world.
Fred, it's a real simple question. Do you dislike Pat Buchanan?
Do you love the Pope?
Oh, okay, Fred, yeah. Have a nice evening. Okay, another one of that type of call. Where do these people come from? Do they live under logs? My gosh, we've got a lot of intelligent people. Folks, don't let people like Fred in Iowa dominate right-wing radio talk show call-ins. There are a bunch of people like Fred. That is such a stupid question. Do you like the Pope? He's a Knight of Malta. That was an anti-Catholic screed. Fred doesn't like Catholics. Go for it, Fred. That's what a winning program. Half of our white people are Catholic. That's a real winning plan you got there, General.
Well, including
General Fred.
George. So, yeah. I'm beating up
and I think actually,
on particulars, but certainly not because he's a Knight of Malta or he's Catholic.
Yeah, and by the way, I've never asked Paul whether his background, his upbringing is Catholic or Protestant, but I think Paul very well also might have a Catholic upbringing.
Absolutely. Well, Paul's a heavy-duty traditionalist Catholic, and he and I talk about it all the time.
Okay, so there we've got that information. So Fred, you don't like this show, okay? Paul's a Catholic, George is a Catholic. So why are you listening to the show, Fred? And by the way, just for your information, half of our people, Fred, that's our people, worship at Catholic churches. Okay? So what a winning plan you have, you bozo, you idiot. That we're gonna march together as a white family with Protestants like you. I'm assuming you're a Protestant then, okay? But maybe you're something else, okay? Who knows? Maybe you're a Hindu or a Buddhist or whatever. But no, you're probably a person who thinks that hating the Catholic Church, that's the answer for the white race. What a stupid idea. And what a, well, we'll come back to that stupid idea after this short break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks.
When I was a little boy.
We've got a comment coming here from George, but first, before we lose the heat and the fervor that Fred has inspired from Iowa. And Fred, please don't call again, please. All right. And people with other kooky ideas like that, please don't call this radio station. This is high quality thinking here. This is an intelligent show with an intelligent audience. Don't make dumb phone calls. Let's look at how smart it is, how brainy it is to do a let's hate Catholics phone call. You dope, Fred. Rhode Island. Rhode Island, 51% Catholic. Well, don't go there, Fred. Connecticut, 46% Catholic. Phew, don't go there. Massachusetts, 44% Catholic. New Mexico, 40. Vermont, 38. New York, 38. New Jersey, 37. New Hampshire. Don't go to these places, Fred. You're not going to be safe. 35%. California, 32% Catholic. Wisconsin, 31%. North Dakota, where I am right now, 30% of the people of North Dakota are Catholics. And man, this is a great state. This is a great white state. And where did those Catholics come from? Germany. This 50% of this state is German in its blood and ancestry. Arizona, 30% Catholic. Illinois, 29. Louisiana, 29. Texas, 28. There are a lot of places you don't want to go, Fred. In fact, another place you don't want to go is Iowa. 23% Catholic, Fred, from Iowa. How many evangelicals in Iowa? 25%. Gee, Catholics the same as the evangelical population. And on and on. And by the way, I'll give my own story. My last name, Kelso, Scottish name. How did my Kelso ancestor that came to America, why did he come here? Because Catholics and Protestants were fighting, as you advocate, Fred, were fighting in Ulster. And my grandfather, Kelso, came here because of the hardship created by that stupidity of Protestants and Catholics, white people, fighting with each other over nothing. And that's where my last name, Kelso, came from. My middle name is Walrath. It's a German name. How did that name get here in America, in North Dakota, and on RBN? My ancestor, Walrath, who lived in the Rhineland-Pfalz area of Germany, why did he get on a boat and come to America hundreds of years ago? Because Catholics and Protestants were doing what you advocate, Fred. They were hating each other and fighting each other, and it was so bad, killing each other. My ancestor, Walrath, came to America to flee that fighting. He was a Protestant. My Kelso ancestor was a Protestant. But we got a Catholic, Paul Fromm, on this show, and George. And what you're advocating, Fred, has been our undoing. And one of the reasons we're in the terrible situation we're in today is because we haven't learned, not one of the reasons, the reason we are in this situation, the reason that we're in the trouble we're in today with our open borders and our losing our civilization, as Pat Buchanan has written in The Death of the West, which was originally titled The Death of the White Race, and the editor, the publisher changed it, is because we have not learned to live as what we should be and what we must be to survive, a family of white people. And when we can learn that, that is my mission. And it's the mission of this show that we should be that family. Well, we've run out of time. We'll carry this over to tomorrow night. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Fred, for bringing up an important topic. Please don't call back. See you all tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.